The global financial crisis means trouble for any company looking for financing, and many of the world's airlines are exactly in that position. Italy's national carrier Alitalia is desperately looking for cash to stay in business. Talks with potential investors have so far come up short. And in Britain, authorities are scrambling to rescue stranded tourists after the XL Leisure Group went bust last week. That grounded the company's planes, and it left tens of thousands of people without a way home from their vacations. John Strickland is an airline industry consultant in London, and he says the Lehman Brothers collapse in the United States has big implications for airlines.
If a major bank cannot get financing, then airlines are certainly a long way down the pecking order. And people who would have been willing to lend money a couple of years ago to airlines are certainly not willing, or maybe not even around, to lend that money now.
But isn't that the case where there are so many low-cost airlines, especially in Europe, that this might just be an indication that there were too many?
There's no doubt the low-cost industry has developed rapidly in Europe over the last decade, and we now have the low-cost carriers that are operating out of pretty well most European states. On the one hand, we have some very strong players like Ryanair and EasyJet, who are the equivalent of the Southwest Airlines in the States. They really focus very closely on their costs. But there are many smaller players who don't have the muscle to negotiate with suppliers in the way that the big guys do. And, of course, we have the rather unusual situation of Alitalia, which is still a partly government-owned national flag carrier here, which arguably should have gone bankrupt several times over by now, but in a uniquely Italian way, still seems to be hanging on in business, at least at this moment.
John Strickland, director of JLS Consulting, an airline industry consulting firm in London. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Got one final note on this story now. You could say some of the XL passengers who are still stranded around the globe are getting rescued by a knight in shining armor, or at least heavy metal. Bruce Dickinson, singer for the band Iron Maiden, is the pilot flying to the rescue. The heavy metal star happens to be a professional pilot. He works for a charter airline normally. Dickinson is captaining special flights to pick up stranded vacationers in Egypt. Today, in fact, he is in Greece. Bruce Dickinson also pilots Iron Maiden's plane whenever the band goes on tour.